It's The Naked Scientists, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Ginny Smith. We're answering your science questions. If you'd like to ask us anything under the sun, you can tweet at Naked Scientists, email chris at thenakedscientist.com or find us on Facebook. Now, we had an email from Tad who said he was saddened to hear the news recently that comedian Mel Smith died of a heart attack at the age of 60. He said he's slightly concerned at his passing because he reckons he's in the same sort of risk category. He said he was watching a documentary on a Horizon programme recently concerning the Atkins diet, and it concluded with the suggestion that protein is a good appetite suppressant, which he says he finds intriguing. He said, could you give us a fuller explanation? Well, the answer is, Tad, that what researchers in recent years have discovered is that there are populations of nerve cells in the brain which can sense the nutrients that you're eating. And here on The Naked Scientists, just under 2 years ago, we had a researcher from Cambridge University called Denis Burdakov who came in, and he was describing a series of experiments where they have found a group of nerve cells in the bottom of the brain, a region called the hypothalamus, and these nerve cells are called orexin nerve cells. They make you wake up. They also control what you want to eat. And he has found that if you feed these cells with the same sorts of amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, that someone would get from eating a protein-rich diet, then these nerve cells dramatically alter their activity. Previously, we thought they only changed their activity in response to sugar levels, but it would clearly indicate from his work that they also change their activity on the basis of proteins as well. And this, therefore, could be the basis of why, when someone eats a nice protein-rich breakfast, they then don't tend to feel as hungry through until, say, lunchtime, compared with people who are only fed a carbohydrate-rich breakfast. Because in experiments on groups of individuals who are doing similar sorts of jobs, similar sorts of metabolism, that's what you find. People who eat more protein feel less hungry through till their lunchtime, compared with people who eat either no breakfast, obviously, or people who go for a carb-rich breakfast. So if you want to stave off appetite, have a sausage for breakfast, but ideally not one that's too fatty.